KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Atlantic girls and boys track team scored wins at their home co-ed relays on Monday night. The girls tied with Glenwood atop the team standings with 137.5 points, while the boys scored 139 points to beat out Glenwood by 12.5 points. In girls action, Haley Rasmussen won the 100 meters. She finished second in the 200 meters and the long jump. And the girls also won the 4x400-meter relay event last night for Atlantic. Abraham Lincoln placed third, Creston fourth, and Harlan fifth on the girls' side. In boys' action, Tyler Moen won the 100 meters and the 200 meters for the Trojans, while Zade Nicholson won the 400 meters. Chase Mullinex took the 800-meter title. Bradley Dennis won the 1,600 meters, and Jalen Peterson grabbed the 3,200-meter crown. Colin Mullinex won the 400-meter hurdles. Atlantic also won the 4x400 and 4x800-meter relays. On the way to the boys' championship, Glenwood with 126.5 second. Harlan was third, Lewis Central fourth, St. Albert fifth. Those are the top five teams on the boys' side. Well, the Woodbine Tigers swept the Rolling Valley Conference track meet at West Harrison on Monday night. The Tigers scoring 138 points to win the girls' half of the meet and 173 points to win the boys' side. Woodbine, Glidden-Ralston, West Harrison, the top three on the girls' side, with Cam and Boyer Valley rounding out the top five. Some of the girls' highlights include Jade Jackson of Cam winning the 100-meter hurdles and the high jump. Exira EHK grabbed the 4x800-meter relay title last night. Over on the boys' side, Woodbine winning the title with Cam second, Boyer Valley, Arweva, and Exira EHK, the top five teams. Among the locals, Exira EHK grabbed the championship in the 4x100-meter relay and the sprint medley relay. Cam took the shuttle hurdle relay title, and Mitchell Williamson of Cam was the champ in the shot put event last night. Pride of Iowa Conference also held its conference championship track meet last night. On the girls' side, Nottoway Valley captures the championship with 131 points. Mount Air with 114 was second. Central Decatur, Wayne, and Southwest Valley, the top five teams. Among the area champions, Maddox DeVald of Nottoway Valley wins the 200 meters. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley grabs the 400-meter crown. Bedford's Emma Lucas was the champ in the 800 meters. Lucas also won the 1,500 and 3,000-meter titles. Lexi Scheich of Nottoway Valley grabbed the 100-meter hurdles championship. Kylie Aldrich of Southwest Valley won the shot put. Also in the relays, Nottoway Valley grabbed titles in the 4x100 and the sprint medley relay. Distance medley title went to Bedford. On the boys' side, Mount Air won the team title, going away with 209 points. Central Decatur with 90 was second. Wayne, Nottoway Valley, and Bedford, the top five teams. Among some of the local champions, Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley took the 1,600 and 3,200-meter titles, while in the discus, Hunter Poston of Southwest Valley was the champ. Jacob Webb of Southwest Valley took the shot put title last night. A Clarinda Cardinal boys tennis team won the Hawkeye 10 Conference Tournament at Shenandoah on Monday as the Cardinals compiled 24 points, edging Atlantic by just a point. In number one singles play, Reed Miller of St. Albert was the champion. He defeated Atlantic's Niall Peterson in the finals 6-2 and 6-3. The number two singles title was won by Jeff Miller of St. Albert. He defeated Corey Rogers of Clarinda 7-5 and 6-1 in the final. The number one doubles champions were Sean Moran and Colin Reese of Denison. They topped Brock Bruns and Johnny Cheek of Harlan 6-1, 6-2 in the final. In number two doubles play, Denison's duo of Chris Krajcik and Caleb Suntjens defeated Ethan Williams and Ethan Sturm of Atlantic in the final by a score of 6-2 and 7-5. Denison, St. Albert, Kemper Catholic were 3-4 and 5 in the team standings in that meet yesterday. Atlantic Activities Director Andy Mitchell reported that the girls and boys golf invitationals that were scheduled for today in Atlantic have both been postponed to later this week. That's because of the forecast for today. Rain and a high of just 55. Yeah, you wouldn't want to play golf in that either, now would you? The boys invitational will be played on this Thursday, May 2nd at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, while the girls invitational will now be played this Friday, May 3rd at Nishna Hills Golf Course in Atlantic, and play will begin at 9 o'clock that morning. In girls golf action from around the area last night, it was Audubon downing Underwood, 208 to 278. Jasmine Turner of Audubon had the low round of 46. Riverside defeated Trainer, 218 to 252. Maddie Lewis of Trainer was medalist, shooting a 47. IKM Manning defeated Logan Magnolia, 223 to 227, as Bailey Schekinger of IKM Manning shot a 53. Missouri Valley downed IKM Manning, 200 to 223. Madison Lease of Missouri Valley was medalist with a 45. Lewis Central down Denison 205 to 206, while Creston beats Red Oak 193 to 232 last night in girls golf. In boys golf, it was IKM Manning over Missouri Valley, 172 to 183. Nick Tennis of Mo Valley with a 36 was medalist. IKM Manning also beating Logan Magnolia, 172 to 177, as Joel Richardson of Logan Magnolia shot the low round at 36. Riverside defeated Trainer 177 to 181 as Caden Goodman of Riverside shot the low round at 40. Underwood topping Audubon 181 to 191. Kobe Fink of Underwood was medalist with a 37. Red Oak edging Creston by a stroke, 199 to 200 last night. And Shenandoah wins a three-team meet with a 176 total. That was better than Lennox, who shot 245, and Fremont Mills, who posted a 247 in that meet last night. In high school soccer play last night, on the girls' side, it was Underwood over Riverside 10-0, St. Albert defeating Harlan 7-0, Sioux City East over Glenwood 4-0, Sioux City West got by Denison Schleswig in overtime 3-2, Missouri Valley edging Logan Magnolia 2-0, Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Lewis Central 1-0, Thomas Jefferson over Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-0. In boys' soccer last night, Riverside got by Underwood 4-3, Harlan 1-0 over Glenwood, Lewis Central beat St. Albert 2-0, Logan Magnolia 5-0 over Missouri Valley. To baseball now, where Harrison Bader hit his third home run of the season as St. Louis roughed up Washington starter Patrick Corbin during a six-run fifth inning as the Cardinals beat the Nationals 6-3 to start a four-game series last night, a game heard here on KJAN. After allowing only one hit through the first four innings, Corbin let the Cardinals bat around the order in the fifth, ultimately allowing six runs, five of those coming with two outs, in suffering his first loss since joining the Nats as a major offseason signing from Arizona. St. Louis has won three straight games and eight out of nine, while Washington fell to 1-9 in series openers this season. In other National League play Monday, it was Cincinnati over the Mets 5-4. Atlanta beat San Diego 3-1. Milwaukee over Colorado 5-1. San Francisco beat the Dodgers 3-2. In the American League, Tommy Pham, Yandy Diaz, and G-Man Choi each drove in a pair of runs as the Rays beat the Royals 8-5. Also, Boston over Oakland 9-4. Minnesota 1-0 over Houston. And the White Sox beat Baltimore 5-3. In the NBA playoffs last night, Jimmy Butler had 30 points and 11 rebounds. James Ennis scored 13 points, and the Philadelphia 76ers held on to beat the Toronto Raptors 94-89, evening their Eastern Conference semifinal series at a game apiece. Game 3 will be in Philadelphia on Thursday night. Nikola Jokic scored 37 points, and the Denver Nuggets withstood Damian Lillard's 39-point efforts, and Enes Kanter's strong return to Portland's lineup in a 121-113 win over the well-rested Trailblazers in the opener of their second-round playoff series last night. Game 2 will be Wednesday night at the Pepsi Center. Pat Maroon flicked a puck over Dallas Stars goalie Ben Bishop with a minute 38 left in a wild third period, and the St. Louis Blues won 4-3 Monday night to take a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference semifinal series. Game 4 will be Wednesday night in Dallas before that series shifts back to St. Louis. The Texas Tech coach Chris Beard, he signed a new contract with an average salary of over $4.5 million through the 2024-25 season, after he led the Red Raiders to their first national championship game. That deal comes 4 weeks after the Big 12 co-champions lost in overtime to Virginia in the national title game. It's the second year in a row that Beard has been rewarded with a new contract. The Red Raiders won a school record 31 games this season, a year after going to the NCAA's Elite Eight for the first time. Beard has a 76-31 record in three seasons as head coach of the Red Raiders. And Drake officials announced that university supporter Susie Glazer Bird has made a $5 million gift to the women's basketball program. Under coach Jenny Baranchik, the Bulldogs have won three straight Missouri Valley Conference titles and played in three straight NCAA tournaments. Here's Drake president Marty Martin.
This is the largest gift to a women's basketball program, NCAA women's basketball program, that's not a capital gift in the history of NCAA women's basketball. So that's the kind of statement, that's the kind of commitment that Susie has come forward with in support of this program.
Drake Athletic Director Brian Harden calls it a transformational gift.
We plan to honor Susie by taking a significant portion of this great gift and creating an endowment that will go towards the naming of our head coach position. So beginning today, Jenny's position will now be the Susie Glazer Burt head women's basketball coach at Drake University.
Glazer Burt and her late husband Greg have been supporters of Drake University for decades.
I love this university. I love everything about it. And I want to tell you something. This has been the most fun that I've had in a long time. And I just want to keep continuing having fun.
Baranchik says the gift will inspire student athletes for years to come.
This gift is not because someone just wants us to win more games. Trust me, we all want to win more games. We all do. But this is so much deeper. It is so much deeper. It's about believing in a place that is so unique and so different and so special.
Baranchyk says she's grateful for the continued support of Glazer Burt. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.